Just about every day, there are people driving to this small town to get their picture taken. It's not the photographer that's famous, but rather the backdrop. And to get your picture just right, you'll probably come here and put on some different clothes as well. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Grant Wood's American Gothic, the painting of the farm couple holding a pitchfork in front of a small white house, is the second most recognized painting in the world after the Mona Lisa. The portrait didn't even win first place when it debuted.
He entered the work into an art contest in 1930, and it was in Chicago, and the art contest was at the Art Institute of Chicago. And he got third place for the painting, and even though it was third place, all the reporters that were at this contest talked about his painting over the first and second place paintings.
Holly Berg shares the story from the American Gothic House in Eldon, Iowa. She says the home that served as a backdrop has become quite famous itself.
The house was in private hands until 1991, and it was donated to the State Historical Society at that time. So they've owned it since then, and now they rent it out.
Yes, the house is still a house with tenants, and they usually don't mind if you walk into their front yard.
It's not, you know, in a large city where there'd be tons of people looking for a place to rent. If you live there, obviously, you're going to have pictures of the front of your house taken all day long, all year long. So, you know, you gotta be the right person to want to live there.
Of course, it's a place where visitors usually want to place themselves into the famous backdrop.
When they come, one of the things that we offer is costumes that you can put on over your clothes to take your picture in front of the house. And we can help pose you. We have pitchforks and even the glasses to make it look like the painting. And it's all free. The museum's free to visit, and all the costumes are free.
It's a famous portrait that still comes to life in this small farm community. Traveling the countryside in Eldon, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.